Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. We want to say to you, welcome to this Advent Light Help Thursday session. We are so excited that you decide to join us. We want to apologize for the delay. Sister Powell is in Jamaica, who is your host, one of your co-hosts for Thursday night. She's in Jamaica, and we are in the United States of America. And guess what? The time went ahead. So we lost an hour. But in Jamaica, they are still on the time that we just came off. So I guarantee you that she will be coming on at 7 o'clock their time, but it is going to be 8 o'clock our time because right now in Jamaica is 6:39 as it is 7:39. So we want to apologize for that hoopla as they have changed and switched the time. But we are so glad that you decided to join us. And so the word of God said where two or three are gathered, doing the things concerning him, he is in the midst. So we're going to ask you, if you're able to kneel, to go ahead and kneel. If not, we're going to ask you to bow your head in reverence to our Heavenly Father. But if you're driving on the road to get to your humble abode or to and fro, we're going to ask you to keep your eyes open so that you're able to transport yourself safely. Amen. And I'm going to give you a minute, to just think about how God has been good. Today's Thursday. He has brought us through another week. Can you believe it? March just started, but today is the what? The 14th day of March. So we are getting ready to be in mid-March, right? I mean, it's almost over. And so as quickly as it started, it is going by so quickly. And so I want you to think about, just reflect on the goodness of God, what he has done for you. I know he has done marvelous things for me, all right? And so as I close my mouth and just let you think about and just meditate, say a silent word of prayer on our behalf, and then I will go into an opening prayer to usher the Holy Spirit in, as we know that he is here with tabernacling with us. Amen? Oh, kind and loving Father, we bow before you today. We are so thankful that you have brought us through another week. We're almost done to another and walking and looking and expecting to have some extra experience with you as we dive into the Sabbath. We pray for this day. We pray that you will send the people. We pray for Sister Paula, who is in another time zone. We pray that you will allow her to be able to come on as we're calling and we're not getting her. But we know that you said we're two or three gathered doing the things concerning you. You are in the mix. And so we pray that for each and every person that is hearing my voice, that the Spirit, your Holy Spirit, will rain down on us. You will allow the line to be clear and crisp. You will allow my voice to be able to transport the message that you have in store for your people today. God, we ask you for forgiveness of anything that we have done that is not in line with you. We pray that you will forgive us, and we pray that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit. You will give us revival and reformation as we commune, as we learn more about you. God, you are good, you are great, and we thank you so much for all the things that you allow us to experience, as we know that those were tests. Those were things and trials and crucible to shape us so that you are able to fashion us to do your bidding. We bless your name. We give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So we're going to ask you if you would like to share something to for us to open your line. You need to press *1 or just one, and that will allow your hand to be raised. We are going to ask for someone, if you're on the line and you're willing to read our famous scripture, the two scriptures that we utilize, or three, that is connected to this line. We have Genesis 1, 29, and 30. The last portion of 30, we have the third epistle of John, verses 1 through 4, and we have Revelation 22, 1 through 2. So if you would like to participate and engage in that, we're going to ask you to raise your hand, right, *1. I think that's what it is. Press *1. And then this will tell us that your line is now raised for you to share and read for us. So I'm going to open this line. 518-482. You could read one of the scriptures for me as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's Sister Cantinelli. And God said, yes, it's in Genesis 1, 29.
And 30. Thank you.
And
that's
part of 30. I read, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree, yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. I have given you every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank
amen.
You so much,
amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Cantinelli, for that. It was very good. Amen. And
very
that's what we're
good.
Looking for. We're looking for God to say to us, well done, my good and faithful servant. Very good. Is that, can we attest that God will be able to say that to us? Are we doing what God has called us to do? Are we being the fruit, the bearing the fruit that God wants us to bear? Those are some of the things, the conversation that we need to ask as we go into a private closet, asking God to show us our wicked ways so that we can turn from it, all right? Okay, 225-337, your line is now open. Are you able to read for us the third epistle of John, 1 through 4, amen?
225. Amen. Let me get it. Let me get it. Sister Stephanie. Let me get it just a second. Okay. Okay, brothers and sisters, I have it. It says, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Leola, for sharing that. God wants us to walk in truth. How is that? You know, I had a conversation today with one of my parents who said, oh, the child said you don't like her. And after we sift through it and stuff, I said, my job is to tell her the truth, right? My job is to be honest. My job is to push so that she can be the greatest and the best student that she could possibly be in being successful. And after we were done with it and we sift through, we realized that the child was not walking in truth. She was not telling the mama all the truth. Amen. And so God wants us to walk in truth. He wish above all that we may prosper and be in good health. Is truth going to help us to prosper and be in good health? Absolutely. Absolutely. So thank you so much for sharing that. All right. And then I'm going to open this one. The last one is Revelation 22, 1 through 2. If you're able to read that for us, 4 to 3, Revelation 22, 1 through 2. If you're able to read that, I'm going to open this line, 4 to 3, 6, 3, 5. Your line is now open, 4 to 3, 6, 3, 5. Thank you. And thank you, Cecilia.
Amen, amen. Yes, Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 through 2 reads, and he shewed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for reading that. Thank you so much, Sister Continelli and Sister Viola, for being able to read those scriptures, right? We have a sure word, right, in order to be able to, in order for us to be able to be strengthened. God has given us his word, amen? And so now we are going to open the line so that we can hear from you. We can hear about what God has done for you. We can hear all the wonderful things that your Heavenly Father has done for you through this week. Amen. Let me get some lines open. I'm excited. Let's see. All right, here we go. Here we go. All right, so I'm going to go back. 518-482. That was a time for you to give your testimonies, your praise report of what God has done for you and your prayer requests as well. Amen?
Yes. Thank you, Sister Carol, for opening my line. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. What do you want me to start first with? Today
your praise report
was a very...
Good.
Okay, I'll give my little testimony because I went and visited my brother today in the nursing home. And we gave him a good scrub down. I'll tell you, when we went there, he was sleeping. He didn't want to get up. You know, he was just sleeping and sleeping and sleeping. But after we finished tidying up, giving him a shower and everything, I was glad that I went, so that I could, you know, get him real clean, because they don't have staff. And we myself and my brother always go in and help out, you know, help to keep him clean. So it was a joy. Fed him, and then we came home. And he was talking before we left. He wasn't saying anything to us. We asked him if you know who is here, if you know his brother. Yes, he called his brother. He said, what you want me to tell your other brother? I'm going to call in him tomorrow. He said, tell him I'm doing good. And that was really a joy to me, because that's the first time he told me, okay, I'm doing well. I said, all right. So, you know, when you have loved ones in these homes and you don't go and visit them, it could be very depressing for them when they don't see their own people coming to them. So this afternoon, I'm asking, my prayer is that we pray for not only my brother who is in the nursing home, but we have to pray for the workers that go there to help them, that they will not only sit down, but that they would give care to these elderly people who cannot do it for themselves now. They have to remember that they were young, and now that they are old and they can do anything. They can do nothing much for themselves. They have to be like babies again. So this afternoon, I'm thankful to God because I went there and, you know, it was so touching to see how when family goes, how your people or loved ones could come alive. And I'm happy that I went this today, at least we always go, but today I didn't go there for a little while because of all kinds of things that we have to do, which I can't mention at this time. But I thank God that whenever I have a chance, I can go there every day just to help him. And he was happy. He ate all his food and everything like that. Okay. And, you know, I am thankful to God for his grace. Because had it not been for his grace, I would not have been here this afternoon. So I just want to thank God for his mercies, his daily blessings over us. And I could tell you yesterday afternoon, one of the ladies that normally help at the church to give out the food, she didn't even come to the church yet. In her yard, she went to use the bathroom before she went out in the car, but she left the engine beating. And when she came back, the engine backed down to the end of the slope, right? And there, oh my, I don't even want to say it. It ran over her chest. And she was trying to get in, and she couldn't get in, and it ran over her feet. So right now she's in the hospital. So this afternoon I could really thank God because it was so simple that she could have lost her life. But she's in the hospital there, pain, bleeding from inside. We don't know what next. So that's one of my prayer requests, to pray for her. This evening, I just want to tell us something that we all know, right? We all know about garlic. And garlic throughout the world, herbs are used and even approved by governments and as medicine. And this afternoon, I just want to tell us, just to remind us, that they used garlic in China for digestive difficulties, diarrhea, dysentery, colds, whooping coughs, pinworms, old ulcers, swelling, and snake bites. Also, it lowers blood pressure, we all know that, and serum cholesterol hypertension, heart ailments, and arteriosclerosis. You know that big word, it's a big word, but it's your heart. arteriosclerosis. And I'm thankful this afternoon for just reminding us about that important garlic. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. I think I took up enough time. Thank you.
You are certainly welcome, Sister Consinelli. It is a blessing to hear all of those things. You're right. Garlic is used worldwide. It is universal. It is actually was utilized in the war, right, as an antibiotic.
Yeah.
All right. So it is certainly powerful, and we thank you so much for bringing that to us again. Little thing, but it is so potent and so powerful. Amen. All right. Thank you so much, Sister Consinelli, for sharing that with us. We will definitely keep you and your family in prayers. I will open back your line again right around, you know, to get the prayer because I'm not sure. I know you asked for prayers for your brother, but we'll definitely open it around again for the prayer request just in case we missed it as well. All right, I'm going to open this line, 225-337, 225-337. Your line is now open.
Amen, amen. First of all, I want to thank the Lord for his grace and his mercy that he gives to us all throughout the day, all week long. He just blessed us, I'm telling you. There's no one we can give that credit to but our Father. And I just want to thank God for this prayer line once again. I wanted to open the line, but I didn't want to open it and mess Sister Carla up. And Sister Carla called me, and she said, well, Sister Leola, the line is not open. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to call. She said, call Sister Stephanie. I said, well, I said, okay, I'll call her. So I called you and found out that, you know, I didn't know the time didn't go back or Sister Power might not know. But I'm just saying God is so good that as soon as I called you, you knew what the problem was. So we just give God the thanks that is always something that he will fix. So now I just would like to share this. First of all, I want to tell my sisters and brothers, by God's grace, the prayers you all been praying for my granddaughter, Shala, her baby turned around. Now this Tuesday, she's going to get induced on Monday. And Tuesday or Wednesday, one of these days, she's going to, they're going to try to get her to have the baby. So I just want to thank you all for praying and lifting her up to the Lord. And God did bless her that she does not have to have a C-section. She can have the baby natural now. And also, I'm asked that you continue to pray for her because the baby have a cyst. And I told her, I say, well, Shala, I've been doing my fasting and praying for that, for the baby, that the baby will not. And I have faith that God is able to heal. And for whatsoever he do, he's doing it because he knows. So I just thank him for the blessing of her not having that surgery. I thank God that he turned that around for her, sisters and brothers. I thank God for the prayers that has been lifted up for her. And now I had, first of all, I just wanted to share with you. I had asked her, I said, Charlotte, you're drinking your water, you're eating healthy. And I asked her if she was praying. I said, Charlotte, I said, baby, pray because you will need some prayers. And I say, believe also that the baby will be healed. I say, because we know Jesus is that physician. He can heal. So by God's grace that she's doing all that. And I just want to share my little tonics and my little drinks that I continue to take. I ordered one from Brother O'Neill, this tonic that he sent me, and I'm taking that. And my husband said, he said, it tastes like something you made. I say, but I was just telling him, I say, but I'm taking it to see, to get rid of the phlegm or whatever you want to call it. Because, well, right now I'm just tired. So keep me in prayer because he got up early this morning to go to work at about 3 o'clock or 2:30, something like that. So I've been up ever since. So I'm going to be going to bed in a little bit. So keep us in prayer. My grandchildren. And I just want to mention Jarvis also had surgery yesterday, and God blessed him to come out of surgery, and he's home. So I'm just asking to lift him up in prayer and that God will continue to work with Shala and that she's going to have her baby and his baby going to be healed and the baby going to be all come here healthy. And that is my prayer. So continue to pray for us and all our children, especially as I hear Sister Stephanie. My heart goes out to she and Nicole, the teachers. We have to pray for these children because the children are so confused at home, and they don't have no one raising them or training them. And I can understand that because I didn't have it as I was better than the children today, because we were raised with more stern and spankings. But, you know, a lot of things, you know, because my mother grew up and her mother wasn't there. Her mother was like in a mental institution, so we couldn't get it because my mother was young and because she didn't get it. So keep us in prayer. I understand these little children coming up in the manner they're coming up, so we just got to keep them in prayer. So thank you, my brothers and sisters, for praying for me and lifting me up, and also just praying for Sister Power and her work she's doing down there to get it done. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for opening my line. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing that. You know, we serve a faithful and awesome God, and he can do all things but fail. And so I thank you for that praise report about the baby turning back, you know, God allowing the baby to turn back around. I didn't hear what you said the baby had, or they said that the baby had. But God is great. He's good and he's awesome. I remember they told me my daughter wasn't going to have a face. And so I had a doctor that was a godly man, and he shared with me, and he said, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I've never delivered a baby without a face. And so, you know, a lot of times that these things can tell you one thing, but, you know, God is able. And I have a beautiful daughter, beautiful spirit, you know, not just only outer part, but also internally, you know. So I thank God for that. And I know that God is still on the throne. God is a God of victor, right? He knows all things. So we're going to lay it at his feet as we go into prayer. Amen. All right. So let me hear from some others who have some praise reports, who have some gifts in testimony to give to God, who wants to bring some prayers to the ears of our Heavenly Father. And we want to welcome you. We know that we have individuals that are joining us from the Philippines, the Netherlands, from Canada, from the Caribbean, you know, from the United States. And we are so thankful that you decide to lend us your ears here on this Thursday night, Thursday Advent Light Ministry. And so I'm going to open this line for your praise report, your testimony, and your prayer request. 985-647, 985-647, your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from. Can you hear me? Home, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up last night. Just want to thank God for all his blessings. Just thank God for safe traveling and everything. I just want to give a testimony to Sister Stephanie about my grandson, Joshua. Joshua been on A-plus ever since the prayer line. I've been praying for him. He got his blood pressure got right. All his stuff got right, and he just been on A-plus. And I don't know, it just jumped back right. God just straightened him back. And I thank God, and he eating everything he can find. He just eating. And right now, no more problems with that. So I thank God for that. So I just would like to read a prayer, a devotion prayer. Father, thank you for calling me and equipping me to serve you and your kingdom. I do not understand why you have chosen me for life. I do not understand why you have chosen me for the life you have given me. But I ask that you empower me to faithfully serve where you have placed me. Protect my heart from envy over those whose path seems easier, and let me not lose compassion for those whose struggle is greater. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. What a wonderful God we serve. I just thank him because I know he's a wonderful God because I didn't have so many tests. And I know he's been a good God because I didn't come from 14 lives and he saved me. So I know he's a good God. And I watched him save my husband. And I know he has saved many others. So I know he's a wonderful God and he can do all that. And I know he can. So I just thank the Lord. And I'm going to ask for prayer for Advent Light. And all our members that's on the line and off the line, I want to pray for Sister Power and her congregation in Jamaica and her business she's doing and everything they have going. I just God to bless them and keep them safe. And pray for all the sick and all the other people that are doing whatever they're doing. And I just thank God for each and every one. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Brenda, for your the prayer, your scripture prayer. Thank you so much for that praise report. I was excited when you were talking about Joshua is my man, all right? And so he has a special place in my heart, and I have been praying for Joshua. And I know not only I've been praying for Joshua, but each and every person on this line has kept Joshua in our closet as we commune with our Heavenly Father. So it is great to hear that God is working miracles, and we thank you, for that praise report, and I thank you for what you are continuing to do with Joshua right there, that young man. Powerful name. And so we thank you so much for your praise report as well in your scripture. Amen? Is Brother John with you? Did you want Brother John to share something? Is he?
Not tonight.
All right. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. All right. So we have Sister Powell. I see. I told you. She is an hour behind us. She didn't realize it, and she was on at 7 o'clock, which was 8 o'clock our time, but 7 o'clock this time. And so I'm going to open the line, and she will be your host at this time, 518-951. Your line is now open.
Good night, my dear beloved. First, I want to apologize for the lateness. And also thank Stephanie and the team, Sister Leola, as I heard from her what she was saying. I came on just as Sister Leola came on. So I just want to thank my family, you know. I know that something was wrong, something was happening why I wasn't on the line. My dear beloved, this is Praise Report. Sister Paula, I've been getting a lot of visitors, right? Visitors all from all over. And you know what? We are in the Word. And I did not know, realize. I know that the time changed, but I did not look on my time and to know that it was time for me to get on. So when I got on the line, I said, wow, wow, wow. You know, hoping the line, I saw the light through it and saw Sister Stephanie as well. So I just want to say thank you, Sister Stephanie. I was thinking that you would watch, kind of continue. I don't know how far you reach, so you can just tell me where to pick up from.
All right, Sister Powell, thank you so much for that. We're in the spot where we're taking the praise report and the prayer request. So that's where we are right now. And I think, so I can open some line, you can, I'll leave your line open. But I can open some other lines with their praise report because their hand has been raised. And so let me see here. We have 843-206, 843-206. Your line is now open for your praise report, your testimony, your prayer request.
Amen.
843-206. Your line is now open. All right, so I'll come back to 843-206. I will come back to that. All right, 857-505. 857-505, your line is now open.
And hello, beloved. How we do, beloved? This is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Sister Stephanie and Sister Power. I like to thank God because God is good. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Stephanie and Sister Power. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. I have a prayer request, Sister Stephanie and Sister Power. My prayer request today is to lift up my mom in prayer. Please lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Stephanie and Sister Power, because my mom needs a lot of prayer. And Sister Stephanie and Sister Power, please lift up Sister Sabrina in prayer, because Sister Sabrina said that her daughter is in the hospital. So please lift up our dear Sister Sabrina in prayer, because she needs a lot of prayer too for her daughter, for healing in her body in the mighty name of Jesus. And Sister Stephanie, I'm praying for Brother Javel that God will, baptize him on the water. And I'm praying that Brother Javel will be a Seventh-day Adventist. Sister Stephanie and Sister Power, I don't know, can you give the prayer request for Sister Barnaby, Sister Paulette, tell Sister Paulette to lift up Brother Javel in prayer that God will baptize him on the underwater. Sister Paulette, please lift up Brother Javel in prayer, please, that he will baptize underwater in the Seventh-day Adventist.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
And may God bless you all on the prayer line. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Eli, for your prayer request and your praise report as well. We will certainly do that as well when we go into our season of prayer. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Let me see. Okay, hold on. I'm combing through. All right, 423-635, 423-635. Your line is now open.
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for opening up my line. This is Sister Carla. I'm giving God thanks and praise and glory and honor as I'm coming home from work, working with this elderly lady. It's a blessing to just go and sit with her and help her and talk to her and encourage her. But we know that our elderly, they need care and they need, companionship at times. So I just thank the Lord for every time he used me in these situations. And as earlier was mentioned about garlic, with the sick and with those in the war, the military also is a story, true story, used that the most of the sick on the ship, the Navy, they would throw them in the bottom where there was dark and no light, and they got worse and died. And some who were worse off, they just laid them on the top of the ship, and they got sunlight and fresh air, which is good, and it's a blessing to our body, and it's refreshing and restorative care. And they got well, and they learned that the sunlight and the fresh air, water and those things help the body to get well, and they start following the technique of leaving the sick up on top of the ship, so that they can receive those restorative care from nature and from our God who has created all things. And I also learned that fasting at least 17 hours, during that time, the cells are rejuvenated, and there's a healing process going on within the body when there's no food. It's just there to be repaired. And if virus or anything come upon the body during that state of fasting, it'll have nothing, no glucose, which is sugar, nothing to feed upon and to replicate. So we know fasting and praying and thanksgiving to God is good to do. And the body is also restored and healed during that time. So praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Let us be faithful and continue to serve the Lord with all our beings, because we are his through restoration, redemption, through creation, and we are his precious jewel. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carlos, for sharing, and you know the importance of garlic, and that is a free of charge, right? We can find it inside our cabinet, kitchen cabinet, and let us try to use it, especially, you know, the cold season, you know, for us to boil it and drink it. It is a good local natural remedy. So we want to thank you, Sister Carla. Yes, my dear beloved, again, we are going to hear a little report from Sister Powell now, right? God is so good. He is great. He's worthy to be praised. My dear beloved, I am telling you, we heard about some children, right? And the children is on our heart. We heard about Grand Sister Carla, Sister Leola, granddaughter Shyla, right? What God has done for her, right? While she's in her baby pregnancy, you know, the Lord is there taking care of her. And the good news about that is that prayer, you know, moves a mountain. And her prayer, our prayer, have been heard from the Lord. And also, he have been answered. So that's a blessing. And also for Jarvis Jr., is our children too. We heard that he went to do a surgery, and what? He came out successful. So God is good. I'm telling you about our little children here, because it's our children, our grandchildren. My dear beloved, I think I spoke about it on this line already. When you saw these children going to school in the morning, I am telling you, these children in their uniforms, right? And they are so neat. And, you know, no little shabbiness going on out there. They dress so properly. And I admire these children. And I said, Lord, in my prayer, I prayed for their parents. Because despite of the little trials and tribulation, the little funds, because I'm telling you, that the funds for each thing, just a bus fare, it is very high. But the sacrifice that those parents made, my dear beloved, it brings joy in your heart to see these children going out to school. So when you saw them coming in, and we build up a relationship with the children then, and this relationship, I'm telling you, is that, you know what, they have to suffer grandma before they go down to mommy, their mom. And when I say to them, you know, I want you guys to go down, they said, no, my mom know that I am with my grandma. I said, I want you guys to go, right? And they go. But they are telling me that they, before they stop, you know, they before they leave, they told their mom that they're going to stop when they're coming from school. And I thank God, asking them questions, you know, tell them that God is so good, carry them, because they are driving on bus and taxi to school. And God protect them and telling them about God. So they are enjoying it. But this report this morning I got, my dear beloved, I was on the veranda sorting out some stuff. Right? There was some stuff, some newborns. Somebody asked me for some newborns, baby stuff. So I was trying to pack a bag for that individual. So while I was there, one of my community and grandson came out. I got the, while I was looking, searching, I find some clothes for my that community grandson, some shorts and some pants, jeans and some top, and a little deodorant, right? Men one, and I found it in the box. So as I think about the guy, and when I look around, it was him, right? And he said, good morning. I am just going to work, but I want to stop by because I want to give you a big surprise, Sabbath. I am going to come to church. right? So he's going to give me a big, I said, praise the Lord. So meanwhile, he said that. I said, hey, you know what? I have a bag here for you, you know. I have a bag here for you. And I said, was thinking that if any time you come, I hope I will remember to give you the package. Anyhow, I gave him the package, my dear beloved. And that young man started to laugh on it, my dear. He laughed, and first he took out one shorts, and he went around the corner, and he tries it, and he fits it, and I came and said, oh, yes, this is nice. I love this. I'm going to keep on this one now. Then he looked into the bag, and tell me when he looked into the bag, and he saw the little, you know, deodorant. He burst out a laugh, my dear beloved, and said, I said, what happened? What joy, sir? He said, Grandma, is this morning I was saying my roll on deodorant is finished and I would like to get one. And just as he said it, my dear beloved on the line, he said, and look what happened. He said, before I talk about it, God had provided a role and that I did not know I would get, right? So I just said, give God the praise. To God be the glory, great thing. But when you look in his face, my dear, it was just a joyful face, that smiling face. And I said, you say, well, God is good. He said, yes, I see and I know that God is good. So I told him, this is your testimony. Right? Testimony what God have done for you. And because you know of that testimony, you are going to share it. So, my dear beloved, pray, continue to pray for these young people. And, you know, although they are grown, right, you are telling them, teaching them the word, you know, they may not run in to our acceptances, but, you know, they are listening and they know that there is a God. So continue to pray for the young people. That's my prayer for. These children are marvelous, my dear. These children are, I am telling you, I just love them, love them, love them. And we all going to pray for them so that God will pour out his blessing upon them. And another prayer for of one of one, another world, another gentleman in the community, my dear beloved, will be getting baptized on Sabbath, right? So God is working and he's saying that you want to get baptized while I am here. So I just give God thanks for what God have been doing. Continue to pray for us. The food program, my dear, we are serving over 80, 90 plates, right? And boxes, and people are enjoying the plant-based meal, my dear, and would like to join us so that they can learn how to provide these natural meal, right? So just pray for us by the grace of God. We know God is able to do it. Yes, my dear beloved, that's my praise report. So if there is anyone else would like to share, that's my share, right? Anyone else would like to share, you can share. Amen. Amen. Anyone else would like to share? Oh, everybody share, Sister Stephanie?
The power.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. Let me see who else is on, who has their hand raised. All right. We thank you so much for your praise report. All right. Da-da-da-da. Yes, Sister Paul, I combed through, and everyone did give their praise report and the prayer request as well. I do want to open back Sister Continelli line, Sister Powell, so that she could give her prayer request. I think she did. Not that I think she did give her praise report, but we want to pray for her brother. But I wanted to just make sure that she didn't have any other prayer requests. Amen. 518-482,
Yolanda. Thank you, Sister. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for opening my line. My line is for prayer. And before I start to pray, I want to sing the song. our faith looks up to thee. Our faith looks up to thee, the Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear us while we pray, take on again the way. Oh, let us from this day be holy thine. Thy great grace impart strength to our fainting heart, our zeal inspire, as thou hast died for us. Oh, may our love to thee pure and changeless be a living fire. And the last verse is, while life's dark maze I tread, and griefs around us spread, be thou our guide. Bid darkness turn to thee, wipe sorrows, tears away, nor let us ever stray from thee aside. Our Father and our God, we come before you this evening, this to give you praise, Lord. We are thankful. We are all thankful to be here, Lord, because we know there are so much going on around us. Life is a maze. We are in a maze. We do not know what will happen to us the next minute. And we are all here. You have spared our lives. I'm so happy to hear Sister Powell get on the line this evening. Thank you, Father. I pray that you will bless her in a very special way, Lord. Bless her efforts. Help her that as she goes out there day after day and she makes friends with God's children out there, that we know that they are blessed and they will be blessed because God loves children and she loves children. They are the best friends to have. So I pray this evening, Lord, that you will continue to bless our effort that you put forth in feeding them. That's the best thing Jesus did when he was here on earth, and she's doing the same thing. Father, give her the strength that she needs to do all that she has to do. I pray, Lord, that you will bless not only her, but all of her other friends around who are helping her. We don't know them, but we know that she has a lot of helpers. And I pray, dear Father, that you will continue to help her. Be with Sister Leola, Father. This evening, I present her to you. You know that she is not well. We do not even have to tell you, but Father, I pray that you will touch, extend your healing hand on her and help her that she may be able to feel well so that she go out there and tell others of your love. We know how the devil works. He does not like to see us do missionary work. But Father, I pray and I know that she is going to get up from her bed, and because she wants to do work for you, Father. So I pray that you will continue to give her the strength that she will be able to bless others. Be with Sister Stephanie, Lord. She has taken up a good work, a teaching work, a work that she has to cultivate patience. And Father, I pray that you will give her the patience that she needs day by day, that as she attends to her school, her children, dear Father, that she will be such an example to them that they may able to, they want to follow her. Thank you, Father, for giving us such wonderful people on this line. And not only her, Father, but I remember Sister, who else? Sister Stephanie? Yes, I was talking about Sister Stephanie. Father, that God would continue to bless her, fill her, help her. It would be running over. Thank you, Father, for this prayer line, and I pray that you will be with all the children. I thank you for my brother, Father, and he is doing so well in there. He's always quiet, but when I went to see him today, he was so happy when we finished with him, cleaning him up and everything. He was happy, and that makes me feel happy. So I pray not only for him, but all the other elderly residents who are in there. I pray, Lord, that you will send them help and help those who go there would do their job faithfully and well. Bless them, Father, and help them, and help that they may be able to keep their eyes fixed on you and to know that they have a job that nobody else could perform. And help them that they may be able to do their best every day with those residents in helping them in any little way that they can help themselves, because they cannot help themselves, Father. And I just want to thank you, Father, for this prayer line again. I pray that you will bless all those who are on it, those the silent listeners. We know that there are a lot of silent listeners, and we pray, Lord, that you will bless them and help them to be bold in coming out and speaking up for you, because God delights in people who are brave, because these days we can't afford to be shy. We have to come out and give God praise and thanks, because he has done so much for all of us on this line. So, Father, into your hands we commit this prayer meeting. Bless Sister Stephanie or whoever is going to speak and give the word, Father. Bless them that the words that they speak at this moment may help us to live better lives, that we may be able to be a blessing to others, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father, for hearing and answering our prayer. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Sister Consonelli, for praying for every one of us on the line. Thank you for praying, Sister Consonelli, for each and every one of us on the line. Prayer, we cannot do without prayer, and only prayer can help us. We saw all the things that is happening around us, and we know that only prayer, so we have to continue to trust God. He is at work, my dear, and the enemy is out like a roaring lion. So let us be faithful to him, because we do know that he is coming soon. Yes, my dear beloved, I think everyone have spoken on the line here. So we will, because my time here is 7:30. For Sister Stephanie, what is your time, dear? Hello?
I'm hearing you. Sister, our time is 8:34.
Okay, well, it's time now, my dear beloved. This is time now for the speaker to present the message. So, my dear beloved, Sister Consonelli had already prayed. We can do another prayer. I just hear a bang at the door, so you can take over for me, please.
All right. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to open this line and ask if they are able to pray. As Sister Powell said, she heard something at her door. All right, so. All right, so I'll just pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We touch and agree with the prayers that have gone up. We thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to come and to bow before you. Heavenly Father, we lift up to you Brother Eli and his petition. You know his heart. He's praying for Brother Javel. Lord, he's praying for Jahari. He's praying for his mom. Lord, you know his heart. And so we pray that you will continue to tabernacle near him. You will continue, Lord, to strengthen him through this time. And for each and every person that he's prayed for, pray that the Spirit of God will fall afresh on them so that they will be urged, they will be agitated to be able, Lord, to run into your home, into your kingdom, and into your fold. Lord, as we're getting ready to go into the study, Lord, we know, Lord, that you are the great Almighty. I pray, Lord, that you will keep my throat, touch my throat and my lips with your call, Lord, so that the message that we are sharing today is one that will resonate, that will stir the heart of your people. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. Lord, forgive us of anything that we have done that is not in line with you, Lord. I pray that you will strengthen me as the time has gone. And I know this is a little later, but I pray, Lord, that you will keep me so that I'm able to deliver what you have in store for us. We bless your name. We give you honor. We give you glory. And we give you praise. We lift up to you as we do not want to be remiss. Sister Leola, who is praying for her grandchildren, Amari, Jarvis Jr., Shiloh, Heavenly Father, with that baby. Pray, Lord, that you will have your own sweet way in this situation. Keep evil and temptation away from Heavenly Father, but pray that you will strengthen her so that she will be able to be the godly mother for what was instilled in her, Lord. She will be able to instill it in her children or in the baby that is coming. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. Lord, we thank you for the report for Jarvis Jr., who was having some issues, some health issues, Lord. But, Lord, you are still in control of our life. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
From Sister Stephanie, can you get your notebook and your Bible and also the Minister of Healing so that you can take off some report? Okay. All right, Sister Stephanie, your line is open.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Powell. I am going to go into my praise report, as I'm going to take just a little liberty. We're not going to be here for long. My praise report,
no.
I thank God for blessing me with another year on earth. I am appreciative of all the great things that he has allowed to happen in my life and even the crucibles. I thank him for that as well. Let me drink a little bit of lemongrass right now. Hold on. Just take a little. Amen. I thank God for just his grace and his mercies towards me. I don't take it for granted at all. Even being here speaking to you, I know that it is by the grace of God. And so I thank him for just his wonder-working power within my life. And so I'm going to go into gratitude. Amen. Because I know one of my cousins, from Jamaica, I've heard from several of my cousins, I had the opportunity of being with my siblings. And the great thing is that we went to church, an old church in New York City. And so it was a blessing when we went there. One of my, we go back. She's kind of like my sister, right? We met back in college years ago before any of my children were born. And so she met one of the Adventist pastor that we believe that is related to her by way of her mother. And so the man preached an awesome sermon. It was about, doing our best, right? Do we do our best for God? He has called us to do our best. Preach that, and she was just so amazing. She's not an Adventist. Actually, she is from the Catholic faith. And she was like, I was so blessed in hearing the sermon. And so I was hanging out with my cousins and my siblings, and we went to church together. I saw this lady, and she reminded me of my mother. And I know the woman was excited. She was also celebrating a birthday, you know, and all five of her daughters were in church. And I went to her and I said, I know that you're excited because my mother has five living kids now. And whenever they go to church, she is excited that they're in the ark. And so I know that you are. And the woman was like, yeah, we are so thankful. And I went and told the children, the siblings, and they were older than me, but you know, I think I'm old. And so I went to them and I said, I know your mother's excited, you know, having you all under one space within this sanctuary, and she is rejoicing. And so we are going to go into gratitude and praise. Gratitude and praise. I am grateful. Do you hear me say? I am grateful that God has surrounded me with some awesome people. I am grateful that God has surrounded me with some godly people. I am grateful that God has been my way maker. God has been my fortress. God has been my refuge. God has been my very present help in times of trouble. And so I come to you. We are going to be reading gratitude. Did I lose you? Gratitude and praise. And that's in Mind Cure. Gratitude and praise. It says, nothing, let me turn this light on. It says, nothing tends more to promote health of body and of soul than does a spirit of gratitude and praise. I'll read that again. Nothing tends more to promote health of body and of soul than does a spirit of gratitude and praise. It is a positive duty to resist melancholy, discontented thoughts and feelings as much as a duty as it is to pray. If we are heaven bound, how can we go as a band of mourners, groaning and complaining all along the way to our Father's house? And you might have heard this before. We might have read this time and time again. But I find it to be fitting, right, that I am going to give God praises no matter what. He says what? Praises will be continuously on my lips. So I thank God for being my Heavenly Father. I thank God for how he has kept me. I thank God for my children, my family. I thank God for the strength that he has bestowed upon me. Amen. Praise his holy name. Amen. All right, and so we continue. It says, those professed Christians who are constantly complaining and who seem to think cheerfulness and happiness a sin have not genuine religion. Those who take a mournful pleasure in all that is melancholy in the natural world, who choose to look upon dead leaves rather than to gather the beautiful living flowers, who see no beauty in grand mountain heights, and in valleys clothed with living green, who close their senses to the joyful voice which speaks to them in nature and which is sweet and musical to the listening ear. These are not in Christ. They are gathering for themselves gloom and darkness when they might have brightness, even the Son of Righteousness, arising in their hearts with healing in his being. And so it leads me to think, are we seeing, you know, the glass half full? Or are we seeing the glass half empty? Huh? How do you see your situation? Do you see the situation that God allowed you to be in? Do you see it as one that is burdensome? Do you see it as one that you're going to give praises for that situation? How do you see it? How do you see the crucible in your life? Are you counting it all joy? Or are you mourning? Are you murmuring? Are you saying, God, why me? As opposed to, why not me? How are we seeing the situation within our life? Ponder on that for a moment. We continue. It says, often our mind be clouded because of pain. They do not try to think. You know that Jesus loves you. He understands your weakness. You may do his will by simply resting in his arms. Do you know that Jesus loves you? He wants to save you. But how many times, because of what we're eating, because of our own error, we cause sickness upon ourselves? We cause heartbreak because we do the will of ourselves and not the will of God. It says, it is a law of nature that our thoughts and feelings are encouraged and strengthened as we give them utterance. While words express thoughts, it is also true that thoughts follow words. If we would give more expression to our faith, rejoice more in the blessings that we know we have, the great mercy and love of God, we should have more faith and greater joy. No tongue can express, no finite mind can conceive, the blessings that result from appreciating the goodness and love of God. Even on earth, we may have joy as a wellspring, never failing, fed by the streams that flow from the throne of God. Then let us educate our hearts and lips to what? To speak the praise of God for his matchless love. Let us educate our souls to be hopeful and to abide in the light shining from the cross of Calvary. Never should we forget that we are children of the heavenly King, sons and daughters of the Lord of hosts. It is our privilege to maintain a calm repose in God. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts and be ye thankful. Colossians 3, verse 15. Forgetting our own difficulties and troubles, praise God for an opportunity to live for the glory of his name. Let the fresh blessings of each new day awaken praise in our hearts for these tokens of his loving care. When you open your eyes in the morning, thank God that he has kept you through the night. Thank him for his peace in your heart, morning, noon, and night. Let gratitude as a sweet perfume ascend to heaven. When someone asks how you are feeling, do not try to think of something mournful to tell in order to gain sympathy. Do not talk of your lack of faith and your sorrows and suffering. The tempter delights to hear such words. When talking on gloomy subjects, you are glorifying him. We are not to dwell on the great power of Satan to overcome us. Often we give ourselves into his hands by talking of his power. Let us talk instead of the great power of God to bind up all our interests with his own. Tell of the matchless power of Christ. and speak of his glory. All heaven is interested in our salvation. In our salvation. The angels of God, thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000, are commissioned to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. They guard us against evil, press back the powers of darkness that are seeking our destruction. Have we not reason to be thankful every moment? I'm going to read it again. The angels of God, thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000, are commissioned to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. They guard us against evil and press back the powers of darkness that are seeking our destruction. Have we not reason to be thankful every moment? Thankful even when they are apparent difficulties in our path? And I'm going to stop there, Sister Powell. I think this is a good portion for us to ponder on. We have not reason to be thankful. Have we not reason to be thankful every moment? Thankful even when there are apparent difficulties in our pathway. Because this should be when we think that, you know what, God trusts us enough. God's word says that he will not give us more than we can handle. And through Christ Jesus, we will be victorious. Amen? Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we're so thankful for your word. Lord, you are an on-time God. As many of us are going through trials and tribulation, ism and schism and strife, but we're so thankful, Lord, that we can find peace within you. We can find strength within you. We can find the fact that you have trusted us so that we will be able to overcome the snares of the enemy. Let our eyes be fixated on you. Let us not complain and give the enemy any power by talking about him, but let our lips continually give you praises for all the things you have done in our life. I pray that you will be with each and every one as we depart from this line. We pray, God, that according to your will, Lord, you will wake us up back and not depart from us, but you will fashion us, Lord, so that we will be able to want to yearn more about you, want to glean more about your goodness. We bless your name. We give you honor. We give you glory, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. Are you hearing me?
Yes, we're hearing you. We're hearing you.
Thank you.
We're hearing you.
Thank you,
Sister,
Sister Stephanie. Okay, thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that reading. And my dear beloved, we have to give God thanks and we have to give God praises, because what he has done for us, we know we couldn't. And this reading is telling us that give praises in all things and God will carry us through. I don't know if anyone have a comment or some query. May I give you...
So Sister Paola called, just dropped. We're going to wait for her to come back on. She was asking if there's anyone that have any commentary, any query, or any feedback. You can raise your hand, and I will open your line. I do want to share this. Sister Carla, take the time out to write these awesome, wonderful, help messages from Sister Ellen G. White. And I just wanted to share this one. It says, Christ resisted Satan in our behalf. We have the example of our Savior to strengthen our weak purposes and resolves. But notwithstanding this, some will fall by Satan's temptation, and they will not fall alone. Every soul that fails to obtain the victory carries others down through his influence. Those who fail to connect with God and to receive wisdom and grace to refine and elevate their own life will be judged for the good they might have done, but fail to perform because they were content with earthliness of mind and friendship with the unsanctified. CH 287, paragraph 3. All heaven is interested in the salvation of men. Didn't we just talk about that? Jesus loves you so much, he wants to save each and every one of us. All heaven is interested in the salvation of man and is ready to pour upon him her beneficent gift if he will comply with the condition Christ has made. If he will comply. So if we don't comply, we don't meet and get those benefits, those gifts. Amen? Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17, and CH 288, paragraph 1. Amen. Let me see if Sister Powell has joined us. All right. Okay. All right, so raise your hand if there is any commentary, any query, or any feedback. You can raise your hand, and I will open the line for that as we have come to a close. 857-505, 857-505. If you have any commentary, query, or any feedback from this reading for tonight, amen.
Amen. Sister Stephanie, I like the study, my dear sister, you just read, because Sister Stephanie, I like when you read in Colossians, because Colossians very important to Colossians 3, Sister Stephanie, because we should forgive one another too, Sister Stephanie, and love one another too. And Sister Stephanie, my dear sister, Sister Stephanie, I'm praying that Sister Tamiko one wants to stay. You will be on the prayer line, on the afterlife ministry. Amen.
Amen. Brother Eli, I think it came on, the music came on as you were talking, but thank you so much for that as well. Okay. All right, beloved, we hope you will join us for tomorrow. We hope you will join us tomorrow with Sister Carla as the host for tomorrow.
Night, my dear beloved.
Amen, Sister Powell. I just wanted to let them know that Sister Carla will be hosting the line for tomorrow. So come on and join the Vesper for Sabbath. And then on Sunday, you have Sister Leola. Amen. And amen. All right. God's blessing, peace, and love to you, Sister Powell. Drop again. I heard her saying, Heavenly Father.